What are Bucky's mini cookies? Will there be an Invincible video game? And what happened to the Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania trailer? Well, I talk about all that and more on this episode of The Toddcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Toddcast. As always, I'm your host, Todd McManus. It is a cloudy day here for your weekly or bi-weekly update on the weather. Pretty cloudy here in the south, here in North Louisiana. Gonna be expecting some rain here soon, probably tonight or tomorrow, but that's always good, you know, helping out with the crops, which we're getting down into fall, so the crops gotta get everything picked soon and harvested and get it all out of the fields, you know, with the corn and your cotton and your beans and all that. You gotta get it out because it's fall, you know. Leaves are falling. Allergies are killing some people. Like, people are getting destroyed by allergies. And all the pollen, I guess, is falling off the leaves. Because the leaves are falling off the tree, so the pollen's going with them, I guess. If there's any pollen left, you know, from the springtime into the summer, which was a deadly time for my allergies, especially. But allergies are pretty bad with some people. I was getting a little snotty about a week ago. But there's different people that I've met and at my work currently that have been dealing with, like, stuffy nose and that kind of thing. So, other than that, pretty well off so far. I haven't been hit hard with allergies or anything like that. I'm just doing the regular stuff, you know. But we can go ahead and dive into some news. Let's start off with some gaming news. To start off the news section is that Invincible, the Amazon Prime hit show that premiered last year, which is Season 2 and Season 3 have been confirmed, with Season 2 arriving next year. Invincible apparently now has a video game that is currently in the works. It is currently being made. We do not know a time or release date. We know that it is currently being worked on. I hope this game is good, because there are a lot of games that are based off of shows and movies that just suck, and I don't know why. Like, they're god-awful, and, you know, like, they'll be like, oh, it's an Invincible game in the works, get everybody excited, and then it's like, oh, yes, yeah, the Invincible video game card game. No, that is not what I wanted. I did not want an Invincible card game. I would rather have a regular, you know, imagine, like, an open world, like a Batman-type game, but as Invincible. In that different world with those superheroes and villains. I would love that. That would be really good. I would play that. That would be awesome. Or play, like, Homelander leading up to the Invincible series and learning his story and all the different planets he's been to. I think that'd be really cool and really interesting to learn about that kind of stuff. But all I know is that there is just a game based off the story of Invincible that is going to be coming out within the next probably 2 years, I would imagine. 2 to 3 years, probably. And it's in the works. So they're currently working on it, and I'm excited. So I'm also excited for Season 2 of Invincible, because that, if you haven't checked out Season 1 of Invincible over on Amazon Prime, you definitely should, because that game is God tier. That game is like full S tier show all the way around. It's a season-long show, about, I want to say, like, 8 episodes, maybe? 7 or 8, around there. All on Amazon Prime. Really good show. You'll love it. And I can't wait for the next season of that game. So, also in gaming news, kicking it over to The Witcher. The Witcher 3, of course. That game that has been around for, like, 10 years now. Apparently, The Witcher 3 will be remastered again. This game has been remastered so many times, but it is now going to be remastered again for the PS5 and the Xbox Series X and S. And what they're going to do is basically, like, kind of completely remake the game, design it differently, and make it look newer, put it in a new, like, Unreal Engine 5 to make it more graphically, visually better. And I think this is really cool. I probably won't buy it because I've played Witcher 3 before. I haven't played all the way through it because, good lord, it is long. But I did not finish. I never finished the campaign of it because I kind of got bored. I kind of got bored while playing it. I mean, it's fun, but, like, Skyrim I got attached to. I played the Elder Scrolls V Skyrim, and I got really attached to Skyrim, and it was so fun, so good. Loved playing it. The Witcher 3 I never could grasp. I never could get behind The Witcher 3 and really, like, dive face first into that game. I couldn't, like, I don't know. It was something about the game that just didn't really, like, strike a chord with me. Because, like, with most games, you know, you play a game because you, like, you're interested in it, or it's a sequel of a game, or you've heard so much about it that you just gotta play it, you know. Or those games just like, oh, it's a new Call of Duty game, I gotta play it because I've already played all the others, you know. Like, Modern Warfare 2, a new Modern Warfare game came out this week, and I'm not getting it, but, you know, some people are getting it just because it's like, well, I played all the other Call of Duties from the past, all 20 of the others, I gotta play this one, you know. But The Witcher 3 never hit me. Like, it was fun for a while, but then I just kind of felt like I was doing the same thing, and there was a lot of work, and then the whole inventory thing, and doing this, and doing that, and all that kind of stuff. But, like, Skyrim I got into. You kind of can compare Skyrim and The Witcher for being, like, open world and knights in shining armor, but also magic stuff and demons and ghouls and all that kind of stuff. So, but yeah, I think I would I'm anticipating to see what The Witcher 3 remastered looks like. I know it's going to look really good and have beautiful visuals of the game. I'm excited to see what it looks like, and I won't buy it, but I'll definitely have to check out, you know, like, some YouTube gameplay videos and see how it actually looks. So, going on to the Disney side of things, out of games, moving into movies, we have, of course, the new Marvel movie that is coming out in February. Of course, the next Marvel movie that comes out from now is next month in November. It is Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and I am pretty excited about that because it's the next Marvel movie. And also, I have seen Black Adam. I will talk about that here in a minute. I will give a review of Black Adam. And so, I saw that last week, but I'll give my review here soon. But continuing with the Disney Marvel talk, Black Panther Wakanda Forever comes out in November. And then we don't get another Marvel movie until February, which is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Now, this trailer was just released a few days ago. And it's Ant-Man, the Wasp. They're going into the quantum realm. Apparently, Bill Murray plays a character in this movie, which is kind of weird, but cool, I guess. And also, Kang is the villain. And you know, like, with all these characters that are going to be in there, that Kang is going to kill somebody. One of these, either Ant-Man or the Wasp or somebody, one of those characters is going to not live past this movie. It is a definite yes that none of them are going to make it past this movie. So some of them will, but some of them won't. Like Ant-Man, we might lose Ant-Man in this movie. Just saying. So, but yeah, the movie looks really good, visually looks good from the trailer. I'm excited to see what the movie actually is going to be about and what it looks like when I watch it in the theaters, and I definitely think it'll be cool because, I mean, a lot of people kind of critiqued the way the first and second Ant-Man movie were kind of almost the same style, and they were like, you know what, we need to change Ant-Man, we need to give him more depth of his character. Well, this movie is going all out. It's going into the quantum realm. We got, and it's Ant-Man, you know, it's like Ant-Man is doing all this kind of stuff. So I'm excited to see what happens with that, and it's going to be really good. I'm already pretty much anticipate it's going to be a pretty good Marvel movie. So it's probably going to be pretty up there on a list of different people's favorites. And Kang is the villain, so we get to see how he is going to work as the villain in this one movie versus being the big bad villain for all of the Avengers, and that'd be like Thanos being the villain of a Iron Man movie, you know, so it's interesting to see how this is going to play out from here on out. So, going ahead and say that, yes, I, in fact, did see the Black Adam movie last week that is starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Black Adam. I'm going to give my official spoiler review right now. So if you have not watched the Black Adam movie, spoiler warning, I'm going to go ahead and dive into my spoiler review. So if you haven't seen Black Adam, speed ahead the next 10 to 15 minutes and you'll be good. That way you don't hear any spoilers. So spoiler warning for Black Adam. So, did in fact see the Black Adam movie, and it was really good. I really liked this movie. The Rock was good. It's weird to see The Rock as like a villain type character in a movie. You can kind of say that Black Adam was a anti-hero more than just a regular hero, but he was very good. I like the dynamic of the other characters and the boy with Black Adam and all the others interacting with him. And then, of course, we got the Justice Society, which is not the Justice League, but it's another group of heroes, which is led by Hawkman. It is Hawkman, Dr. Fate, Cyclone, and what was the other guy's name? Adam. Was it just Adam? I think it was Adam. And, like, Adam, you know, who can apparently shrink and grow. Kind of like Ant-Man, I guess. But they were all there. It was really good to see those characters. I was very excited to see Dr. Fate finally showing up in a DC movie. And Pierce Brosnan was playing Dr. Fate. If you don't know him, he was a 007 before. He played James Bond back in the day, back in the late 90s, early 2000s. Before Daniel Craig, it was Pierce Brosnan. And he was also in Mamma Mia. So, I loved his character as Dr. Fate. I really want them to make a Dr. Fate movie with him playing, still playing Dr. Fate. I think that'd be really cool. Like, taking place of how he become Dr. Fate and taking place before this movie happens, you know. And he's old because he talked about being a boy in World War II because he's British. And he was in England when the Nazis were attacking and all that kind of stuff, apparently, and he knew about World War II, but he was just a boy. But this takes place in, like, you know, modern age, so that means he'd be, you know, around 80 to 90 years old, but don't look it because he doesn't really age while in the mask and the helmet of Dr. Fate. Hawkman was good, Cyclone and Adam, I mean, they were there, they were good, I guess. They try to have, like, a dynamic between them two, but it didn't really, you know, do anything and help the story. They were just there. Black Adam, though, his backstory of having his son, Harut, being like the real guy getting the powers from the Shazam wizards and becoming their hero, their champion, which was basically him becoming Shazam, getting the powers, you know, and becoming the hero. And then his son gave the powers to his father, who was Black Adam, who ended up being Black Adam, which is The Rock. And he saved his father by giving him the powers, and then his son ended up being killed because he didn't have the power, so he couldn't say Shazam, you know. And then Black Adam, therefore, kind of turned into a hero and just started killing all the people in the kingdom, all the bad people. And then he was called by the Shazam wizards, and then he killed most of them, and only one of them was left. And they took his, he locked him away. He didn't take his power away, because he couldn't do, I don't think he could do that. But he locked him away in, like, a prison. And they thought it was, like, his tomb, but that's what it was Black Adam's prison. And so, he locked himself up in one part, which was kind of weird. The movie was weird in a way because it thought the movie was going to end there, but it didn't. Because I was like, the movie's not over, because some stuff hasn't happened yet. But, like, another guy that got this crown, and he turned into, like, this devil-looking dude, like Lucifer or something. And then they had him attack, and then Black Adam was locked up, but Dr. Fate had to wake him up, and so he woke up and turned into Black Adam again, and he fought and beat him. And then the best part, of course, anybody who has seen this full movie will tell you that the mid-credit scene is the best part. I don't know if there's like a post-credit scene, but the mid-credit scene is the best one, because it's Black Adam sitting on his throne in Kondok, and then Amanda Waller talks to him, and then he like punches the drone to destroy it, so he doesn't have to talk to her. And then there's smoke, and then you hear somebody say something, and then walks out of the smoke, and said, and this guy says, "Black Adam, we need to talk." And it was Superman, and it was Henry Cavill returning as Superman, which is awesome. That is just a really cool, because I mean, he said that he wasn't really going to do it anymore, but the idea that Henry Cavill has returned as Superman, the Man of Steel, that is really cool. So, and then he released a video like the weekend after that, a few days later, saying that he is indeed back as Superman, and anything they want to do, they will do with Superman. Which also, I haven't even talked about in the news, that James Gunn is now going to be in charge of all of DC stuff. And James Gunn wrote and directed Peacemaker, and he's already doing another season of that show. Apparently he's going to do another show with them. I don't know if he did the Harley Quinn show or not, but he was in the Harley Quinn show, the animated one. So, James Gunn doing DC, like, once he's done with all the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff and everything for Marvel, he's going to work for DC. And then Kevin Feige, who's over Marvel, even said, he said, he's great. He's got a lot of stuff to finish up here with Marvel, but once he's over at DC, I'll be the first one in line for whatever he puts out. And me too. I'll be right there with you, Kevin Feige, because this guy, James Gunn, knows what he's doing. And I'm very excited to see what he does. And I'm eagerly awaiting to see what James Gunn can do. But overall, Black Adam, the movie Black Adam, really good, really enjoyable. I like the movie. I would give it like a solid, like, 8.5 out of 10, an 8.5 out of 10, because I'm not using my drinker candy scale, but from 0 to 10 with some halves, you know, I would give it like an 8.5 out of 10. Really good. I mean, there were some spots that, like, I thought the movie ended, but it was like the middle of the movie. Having Superman show up was almost brought it to a 9, because that part was just really good, leading up to thinking that we're going to get a movie where it's going to be Black Adam versus Superman and Shazam, which is going to be kind of cool, because, I mean, Superman's weakness, he doesn't have a weakness, but I think magic can affect him. So, and that's what kind of Shazam powers are, magic, you know. But, yeah, I think that'll be pretty cool, and I'm excited to see The Rock's Black Adam fighting Superman. So yeah, really good, 8.5 out of 10, really good movie. So check it out if you haven't, and if you have, you already know what I've been talking about. So, but yeah, James Gunn's taking over DC as one of their head guys, like he's the new Kevin Feige of DC over at Warner Brothers, and I think that's a really good choice. Them doing that, they have solidified themselves, you know, that they are going to be doing great work when James Gunn officially takes over. So, just like Elon Musk taking over Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Because he actually did. Elon just went in there and fired a bunch of people, so you learn something new every day. So, with all that being said, it is time to go into some questions here. I have one question from one of you listeners, so thank you for this question. And this question is, do Chick-fil-A's regular nuggets taste better than their grilled nuggets? That's a good question. I've only had their grilled nuggets more recently, to be honest with you. I know I've talked about this with different people in my life, that I've wanted to try them for a while now, for like a year. but I never just got around to it. But now I actually have had them about 2 or 3 times now. Of course, they're fried nuggets. They're regular nuggets are just so based. Like, they're so good. They're like the standard of nuggets out there in the chicken restaurant world. But these regular nuggets really can't be beat. They are really good. You know, I dip mine in ranch, but y'all can dip yours in Chick-fil-A sauce, honey mustard, Polynesian sauce, anything you want, really. But these nuggets are so good. So, the grilled nuggets, while they can be more healthy because they don't have the breading, and they're so juicy. The grilled nuggets are just so juicy. You got to eat them with a fork, though, because your fingers are just going to get dirty. Like, you're going to have to go take a bath after you eat these things because they just get all over your hands. But I recommend, like, if there was a way I could do, like, a Cobb salad from Chick-fil-A, but get the grilled nuggets instead, you know, oh, that'd be really good. But which one do I think tastes better, the regular nuggets or the grilled nuggets? Honestly, I mean, the grilled nuggets have, like, more seasoning, but that breading on the fried regular nuggets is untouchable because it's just so good. Really hard. Really hard to think. I would honestly say the regular nuggets do taste better than the grilled nuggets because I think the fried batter around the nuggets give it that edge to pull out above the grilled nuggets. So, yeah. So, I dip my regular nuggets in ranch, but if you dip them in something else, it's probably going to make it go better. I'm just talking about if you ate a bare nugget with no sauce versus the grilled nugget, then yeah, I think the regular nuggets are still better and pull it out. So I'm going to go with regular nuggets are better than grilled nuggets from Chick-fil-A. This is Chick-fil-A only, of course. And what do y'all think? Do you think regular nuggets are better than the grilled nuggets at Chick-fil-A, or the other way around? Do you think the grilled are better? So comment down below in the YouTube version of this. So yeah, my official answer is the regular Chick-fil-A nuggets are better than the grilled nuggets. So thank you for that question, and I look forward to more questions here in the future as well. And if you didn't know, the way you can ask me a question is down in the description of this podcast. There is a link that will take you to my YouTube channel. You can tap or click on that, take you directly to my YouTube channel, and go to one of the videos and go down into the comments section, and you can comment your question, a would you rather question, you can comment a this or that question, you can do really whatever you want, comment any question you want for me. And also, while you're there, comment a flavor of a drink, a food type, or some type of candy or treat or cookie or whatever you want down there below, as well as your question, and I will get to that as well, because I will be reviewing whatever y'all recommend to me in the future. And speaking of reviewing something, I have got 2 things I'm about to review here. These are 2 different types of cookies, and we're going to go ahead and dive into these. These are actually 2 items from everybody's favorite, Buc-ee's. Now, I've never had these 2 before, actually. I never knew they were a thing, of course, until they were brought to my attention. But the first one we're going to just dive into comes in this, like, plastic can, I guess. But these are mini cookies. Buc-ee's mini cookies. Crunchy, sweet, and salty treats. Salty. What kind of cookies are these? Interesting. There's real butter and cane sugar and nothing artificial about it. Well, I'll be the judge of that. So let's try to figure out how to open it. Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. Okay. That's a lot of them. Oh, that smells good. Oh, that smells good. So, mini cookies. I don't know what a mini cookie really is, but you know what? I'm really willing to bet it's going to taste like a cookie. But I'm excited for it, And I know a lot of you are probably excited for me to try this because, it's from Buc-ee's. If you're not excited about something from Buc-ee's, then you need to get yourself checked out because anything from Buc-ee's, you know it's going to be good. But, like, even if it's, licorice, that's Buc-ee's brand. Even if you don't like licorice, you know it's going to be good because it's from Buc-ee's. So, these are the mini cookies. I'm trying to look on the box, or the bucket, I should say. Let's see. Okay. I'm learning. So these mini cookies apparently just have nothing artificial about them, which is kind of weird because I don't know how else they... I don't know what they're making these with then, if nothing's artificial. But it smells really good. Like, God, it smells so good. So, let's go ahead and give them a try then. I got to dive right into these things because I am excited to see what they taste like. They are just real little cookies. Apparently, they have salt on them as well, so that's going to be interesting to taste. So, Buc-ee's mini cookies in a can, in a plastic can jar thing. Let's give them a try. Oh, God. Really crunchy. Okay. Mmm. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Sorry if you can hear me chewing, but it would make sense because these things are so daggum crunchy. Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. That's delectable. Very nice. Now, I like the lid, how they do, like, the different flaps to take it off. I need some water out of that, because that was kind of dry. Really good. I can taste a little bit of the salt. Very sugary. A serving size is 10 cookies, and there's 7 servings. There's 70 cookies in here? I hardly doubt. Well, it makes sense now when I look at it, because there's a crap ton. 120 calories for 10 cookies. That's not bad. 10 cookies, so that means 12 calories per cookie. But there's 11 sugar in each one. Good God. 11 grams of sugar per these little cookies. And there's 10 in a serving size. So that would mean, that would mean 11 grams of sugar for 10 cookies. That means it'd be like around a gram per cookie. That's not too bad, honestly. If it was 11 grams per cookie, then we got a problem. No wonder they taste so good. But, yeah, the mini cookies. That's so good. Wow. I'd have to give that like an 86. No, I give it an 88. That was really good. Like, they're pretty dry, and they're exceptionally crunchy. Like, you love a good crunch here and now, but good Lord, because that is, like, more crunchy than Fritos. Like, that's really crunchy, but really good. Love the taste. Love the aesthetic and the look of it, but being really crunchy, like, too crunchy at this time, and also very dry. You need to eat this while you have like a full bottle of water or something with you because it will dry your mouth because it is just super dry. But tastes really good. I love this. I'm giving it an 88. So the next thing we have also is in the same container, but this is not mini cookies. This is in fact lemon crisps. So let's crack this puppy open. All right. Oh, I can smell the lemon. I am a little bit of a lemon fan. I do like a little lemon here and there. Not all the time, but still pretty good. So, pretty much the same nutrition facts. Same amount of calories, 120 for 10. They're in a lighter color. The mini cookies are like brownish kind of color, regular kind of cookie color. These lemon ones are more white. I think they do still have... I took a big whiff there. It says these are zesty sweet lemon treats. So, they're pretty much the same cookie. It's just these are like just lemon flavor, apparently. So, lemon crisps. Let's give them a try. God, they're so crunchy. Okay. Oh. Oh. What is that? I gotta take another one. Kinda hard to close sometimes. Huh. Oh, the lemon comes on very strong at the end for some reason. Like it's artificial or something. Oh, yeah, that lemon, it hits in the wrong places, apparently, because, oh, good Lord. It's not as good as the mini cookies. Still has a lot of crunch that is not really, I think it's a little too much crunch here and there, you know. But, oh, I would give these like a 76. These aren't bad. They do taste like lemon. They weren't wrong about that, but... It's not burning my tongue, but it's got like a little burning sensation, kind of, you know? But it's very lemony. Like, it's not lemon right off the bat. You take a bite, and it's like a little bit of the salty, sugary flavor, and you're just crunching down, and then boom, the lemon hits you. But it's like so direct. Like, wherever this cookie is in your mouth you're chewing, that's the only spot you're going to taste lemon. Like, I can only taste lemon right now on the left side of my mouth, because that was the last cookie I ate, was on the left side. Because I ate one on the right side, and I was like, well, I only taste lemon on this one side. Let me eat another one. Well, now I only taste lemon on, like, the very ends of my of the left and right side of my tongue. Not the whole tongue, but just the sides, you know. But, yeah, it's like a direct shot of lemon right into your gums and tongue on that one side you're chewing on, but it's okay. Like, I wouldn't want it again, but I know that if you really like lemon, you probably would like these. So with all that being said, I'm giving the mini cookies a high 88, and lemon crisps still get a solid 76. The mini cookies are good. Like, y'all gotta try these mini cookies. Check out the picture on the Toddcast Instagram page, and you'll definitely be able to see that. That way you can see it, and if you have a Buc-ee's close by, or you're going on a trip, and you know where a Buc-ee's is, and you're going to swing by Buc-ee's on the way to somewhere, grab one of these, or grab both of them if you want. That's up to you, of course, but I definitely think these two are worth a try. It's just I think the mini cookies are better. So yeah, with all that being said, I think that's going to do it for this episode. As always, please rate and subscribe. And if you're listening on YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and click that bell to get notified when new videos are uploaded. And make sure you follow the Toddcast only on Instagram for all your updates and Toddcast needs at @_Toddcast_. That's only on Instagram, of course. And make sure you tell your friends and your family to give a listen, and thank all of you for listening to this episode. And if you want to know what's going to happen next week, we're just going to tune in to find out only on the Toddcast.